All right, this is Centaur Views. My name is No Sense.
And this is Victoria.
This is a podcast where two Sagittarius people come together and give their opinionated views on cultural topics.
Disclaimer, you will be offended. Don't at me.
All right, welcome to Centaur Views. This is No Sense.
And Victoria.
So, this is it. This is
our final show. We didn't announce the thing or nothing. We just like, yeah, we're going to take a break.
It's not the final show. Like, we coming back 2021. We just figured that every show has a season. And so,
why not break in our season?
Exactly.
Because we're going to be living it up.
Because it's going to be parts of my season that I'm not going to be remembering. I'm just letting you know right now. That's what's up. But
it's gonna be parts of my season that I ain't gonna forget. Oh my goodness. But yeah, we're gonna take a break for a hot minute. Just a second.
Yeah, so after this show, there'll be no more shows until January. We'll be back, and that's gonna be
in full effect.
Yeah, that's gonna be like it's gonna at least be a two parter from what we planned. We haven't shot the show yet. We're gonna do it sometime, but it's one of the things that we've wanted to sit down and kind of talk about it because it's really one of the influences of the show. So we, you know, that was one of the things that we had made. And so we're going to have, you remember we have DJ Lakshya, Boogie and Tashana. And so they're going to be on those episodes when we come back, too. So it'll be the little quarantine crew, if you remember the Jubilee episode.
Yes, our Jubilee.
So we're going to just kind of get into some of our things we've noticed over the year and memories and discuss that. So, but first, you know, we got to do a two cents.
Yeah, so you want to go or you want me to go?
We've been doing this all year long, and we always don't ever get it right. But remember to like, share, subscribe. We on Apple Podcasts, Spotify,
Stitcher, Anchor,
and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Centaur Views. You were able to find this podcast, so you should know how to spell it.
Right.
So yeah. So 2 cents, Victoria.
Okay, so because I was getting ready, you know, I stay ready. So I wanted to talk about, I know this is, we're shooting this like after Thanksgiving, Black Friday sales and such. And I know it's the Christmas season, and for whomever celebrates, have at it. But I wanted to talk about our Black people and their businesses. I know the rise of the entrepreneur is coming. We're in the midst of it. And I know a lot of Black people are becoming business owners. I am. You are. I don't know if it's the capitalism that has me spoiled. And, you know, Amazon Prime gets your shit to your doorstep in 2 days. So, I wish Black people would be more efficient with their businesses. Like, y'all, we practice our businesses like the weed man. Like, we may or may not answer the phone. We might follow up with you. We just kind of leave you. Like, I don't know. And I know that that's the thing with our people. Like, we're the people of very lackadaisical when it comes to time. And again, capitalism has us spoiled to think everything's supposed to run efficiently, but I don't understand why I don't get a follow-up when I'm trying to spend money with you. Like,
I think you, if even because you're doing it on a smaller scale, you should do it just as well.
Right.
As somebody who's doing it on a larger scale, you know, because you have to, if you don't show anything now, when you get bigger, how am I supposed to come back to you?
Right. Because I'm, again, I'm, we're, this is, damn near a business. Like, running Centaur Views is it takes time and effort and planning and execution. So, if we weren't on our shit, I don't think that, like, we just haphazardly make podcasts, I don't think that we'll be very successful.
Yeah,
now, I know
it's just, not fair. You didn't have a day where it dropped. You just, oh, we dropped it on Thursday at noon, and then we dropped it on Monday. And
yeah.
We dropped it bi-weekly one. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, nobody would be, like, checking for it because it's, you don't know.
You're right. And I get, like I said, I get, like, it's not fair to that we have to live in capitalism when it comes to working a full-time job and trying to pursue your dreams and your artistic goals and everything. It's very difficult to be in that element. At the same time, it the efficiency brings in revenue. And for our people, like, it's we don't handle business as such. And in order for us to be successful in this, like, until everything changes into something else, we have to work on efficiency and customer service. Like, I should not be trying to spend money with you and I don't hear back from you, or you're not giving me prices. Like, I saw the other day, today, actually this morning on Facebook, and it was like, people that ask people to inbox you for prices, do y'all be telling people different prices? Like, what the fuck? Like, why aren't your prices available for everybody to see? That way you don't have to do as much work to be inboxing this person and that person about prices, and then they gonna try to ask you why. No, these are my prices. Either you're gonna pay for my services or not. Like, be efficient.
And I think that's what we need. Is we need to, one, as consumers, stop thinking that we can get a deal because we know a businessman.
Right.
But they need to, two, stop giving those deals.
Exactly.
Because you're thinking, if I do this, then they'll tell somebody and I'll get business. No, they'll tell somebody, such and such hooked me up.
Right.
And then when you can't do that, they're going to say, oh, well, I don't want to pay. Which, you know, we have to treat everybody the same way.
Trust and believe, when my business is up and running, you will know my prices. You will get a follow through, because this is a huge pet peeve of mine. And I'm trying to get, trying to get services done for my business. And I'm like, outsourcing things because I don't want to I'm here to spend my money with you. Why aren't you following up with me? Like, here, I'm trying to basically give you my money, but, like, I don't understand. That's the whole purpose of me outsourcing, and I'm trying to outsource with our community. But if our community is not efficient, you're not gonna fuck up my business behind
you not being able to do business,
right? So I just want us to be mindful. Like, there's so many small businesses right now that has sales and stuff, and I encourage everyone to shop with small black businesses and support small black businesses. But black businesses, please be efficient. Please have customer service skills. My customer service skills is coming from my 10 plus years at my current job. Like, transferable skills. Use the skills. Even if you work at Chick-fil-A, you know how to be customer efficient. Like, how are you? Like, greet people. I don't know. That's my 2 cents for today. I'm done and over it.
Okay. Well, my 2 cents. I fell to a realization a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
As I've said, in the last podcast, me and Tashana, are trying to, you know, have a baby. Well, we went to a friend's house,
mm-hmm.
and he looked happy to see grown-ups, but he just looked tired as well. And so we talked to him for a while, and then the baby came over, and she was wide open. And then I said, I have a regular job that I'm able to work at home currently. I do 2 podcasts, 1 every week, 1 every other week.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Pudgy, is working on our YouTube show and stuff. So I said, how the hell am I going to fit all of this? Because by the time this baby comes, we're probably going to be open back up. So now I'm at the work in a building at my regular job. Do two podcasts because we're going to be back on online, of course. And then the show. And then I'm pretty sure clubs are going to be opening up. So it's like, and Tashana said, oh, well, our podcast is going to be on hiatus. I said, well, that's one thing. So, yeah, so if the podcast that, if this is the only podcast left by the time we come back next year, it worked. Everything worked. But yeah, so now I'm like, I'm relishing everything right now because I know once we get that plus sign.
Being a parent is hard.
Yeah.
Juggling your time in the capitalistic world.
Yeah.
It's so very hard.
Yeah, I'm taking each day now, each moment of silence, very not for granted at all.
Right.
Yeah, I realized that.
Oh, I agree. It's not easy. It's beautiful. Like we said off mic, I said, like, I create magic every day. I don't know how in the hell. It's all about, if I can offer anything, it's all about prioritizing. It's not balancing. You cannot balance everything. You have to take it into account and say, what are my priorities today? What gets done today? And then follow suit. Like, you can't balance. Balancing is not possible.
It's like, I even jokingly, I was like, I just want the Xbox now. And he was like, he said, oh no, I don't play those type of games.
Don't have time.
Yeah, he said, I play phone games because they're convenient. They go everywhere with me. He said, but I don't really know when the last time I've been able to sit in front of a TV and watch what I want to watch.
Right. That's why I don't like babysitting anymore. That's too much. People want to ask, do I want kids, more kids? I'm done. My sons are 13 and 8. I'm good. Like, they know how to sell those babies. It was three little babies running around the house during this break, and a couple day old on to 5, 6 years old.
Yeah, you sounded overwhelmed.
I was very old. I slept all of yesterday. They weren't all my children. Somebody was in something. So, yes, you need, it's prioritizing. It can be done, but it takes prioritizing. But do enjoy your moments without them right now. I love my children. I do. In case they hear this.
All right, so last show. I said I wasn't going to cry.
Are you going to cry now?
No, nah, I'm not going to cry. Yeah, so,
I want to know, like, what show or topic was your favorite?
My favorite?
Yeah. I love the Responsible
Ho. Yo, I think that was like...
Responsible Ho was one of my favorite. Only because I see you over there thinking. Like, only because it was very liberating to talk about sex. I love talking about sex. I tried my best. Because you at one point was like, yo, that's all we talk about. And I was like, okay, let me explore the parts of myself. To talk, but I still love talking about sex. As taboo it is, I think that's the reason why it's so enticing for me to talk about. I don't know which one for you.
As difficult as it was, I would have to say, the round table. And that's including, like, the other episodes of it.
Both parts?
Yeah, because, like I said, I've never been able to say, okay, this and I'm a fly on the wall. I let you guys go. Mm. So, you know, the women got to say their piece. The men got to say their piece. But that last show, not only the heating up part, like, and as long as it just didn't get disrespectful, but Dion, his little lines, like,
his commentary was always on point and refreshing.
So, yeah, that one, just because of, like, we had everything out in the open. And so
somebody going, do Bible study naked Bible study.
Yeah, like, that just is like the stuff that people shared when Mike said how
he fake an orgasm.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, me too. And like y'all was just like, huh? So like, yeah, that was and the whole how Sydney was just like, yo, like, I'm not looking for shit like that. Like, her, like, attitude of...
Did that surprise you?
It didn't necessarily surprise me. But for a woman to... I guess a woman that we know.
Mm-hmm.
To, like, just be like, yeah, like, this is what I'm... Like, and be confident about it. Like, that part surprised me.
I'm glad that you actually experienced it because that's my family. So I come from a lot of strong, absolute women. Like I'm surrounded by them all the time and they rub off on me also. So I did enjoy, being around a bunch of men though. Like, cause I am around a bunch of women all the time. I have a lot of women in my family. A lot of my friends are women, so being around that masculine energy when it was you, Dion, Mike,
Corey,
James, like everybody, even with Will, like it was refreshing to hear a different perspective because I learned a lot from men. Especially with the whole, I thought I was having sex with somebody one time and they faked the orgasm, but just to hear y'all confirm that shit, like in my mind, I was like, did he just fake coming? Like, no, I'm tripping. No, y'all motherfucking, like, he really did that. Thank y'all for confirming that. Like, cause I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, I mean, we know y'all got feelings just like we do.
I guess.
Hey, we were both looking out for the woman. I can say that in both stories.
Mm, but my situation, like, you called me over here. I could have not come for this. Like,
but did you have a good time?
No, because I was in it. Like, I could tell. And I was like, why are we doing this? Like,
Well, maybe he felt that way, too. He was like, you know what? It ain't happening right now. Let me just...
Not the sound effect.
I don't want to waste no more of me or her time.
No, my God. You're a mess.
But, yeah, the responsible hold, like, that's definitely... I don't know. That will always be...
I think it was the most fun.
I think because it was like one of our, it was like our first like honest show.
Yes, it was very honest.
But yeah, that one always has a special place in the library.
Yeah. Just and here, I remember checking. It was like, oh yeah, you gotta go get tested every 3 months, and I was like, that's a good idea. Especially you out here every 3 months, just to be the maintenance, keep the maintenance. And I'm glad that bit of information, because a lot of people don't. That for South Carolina and Columbia itself to have so many cases of HIV, like a lot of people don't think about that. So I just, 3 months. I hope y'all heard us when we said that.
But I did like last week's show, like I guess being surrounded by other Sagittarius.
Oh, yes.
Like it wasn't like. It probably wasn't like what people would say was informative, but it was...
The energy was right.
Yeah, like, it was, like, fun.
It was fun. It was one of our ideas like that.
So, yeah, I think just, like, everybody's energy and just that. Like, because that was the first time that I met Jewel.
Yes.
But it's almost like because we have the same sign, it's like...
It was an old friend.
Yeah.
Like, she was an old friend.
So, it was just... It was weird, and then realizing like I'm still the most Sagittarius person in the room.
Well, we already confirmed that in Trino's episode, which was very informing, in my opinion.
That was fun.
Yeah, our Sagittarius, it was a breath of fresh air to be around, even with Mike having opposing views. Cause Mike is very kind. We said. Mike is kind, and you can tell the imprint of his mom. He said his mom is really kind and the nicest person he ever met. Like, the imprint that she has on him is very apparent. With us, you can tell all I has been through some shit.
He's usually, like, the voice of reason.
Yeah, he's definitely, which we can be when we're not against other people. People like ourselves,
yeah, which I think that's how him and Will bounce off each other on their show, because mm-hmm. Will can kind of go off and it's like, well, let me reel him back in.
Yeah, and we kind of do that. We do that to each other also. But like I said, when we're not in a group of people that act and think like we are, we're the chosen voice of reason. It's like, okay, no, it's not great that you go key this man's car, like, you know. We can go to jail, and I ain't going. We'll leave you. Like, let's be clear. But yeah, I think it still was refreshing and validating to be with like-minded people. That doesn't happen all the time.
No.
Did you learn anything new?
Like, from that episode?
For any of the episodes.
I learned really, like, the whole astrology of it is more real than what I thought. Mm. The especially being red, I've just experienced the different signs that we had and interacted on the show.
Mm-hmm.
How their what you would read as their traits or characteristics really showed when they talked about things that they cared about, things that they were passionate about.
Yeah.
So that very, you know, Sagittarius, we were very spiritual beings. So that kind of, like, okay, so yeah, this stuff is really
real.
Yeah.
It's a science.
Yeah.
It's been studied over thousands of years. It's plugging information in and getting results also. It's a lot of people just see it as it's not real or it's devilish or evil. And it's really not. It's very accurate and very predictable if you know what you're looking at and if you go deep enough. Like, even if you go surface level, like I've gone to only surface level. I haven't dived in. I've started to dive in like houses and stuff, but just knowing which planet rules what, like Mars is the ruler of war, and knowing when I get angry, knowing that I'm a Scorpio Mars, and when I get angry, I can be manipulative, I can hold a grudge forever. And it's like, I definitely do that. And I remember just thinking about it, like, I don't hold grudges. I fucking do. Yes, I do. Cross me. See, you dead. Like, just knowing those little things, it's interesting. I think I learned just by being around a lot of men, because like throughout my adulthood life, the only time I'm around men in a platonic area is hardly ever. I don't workspace, and then it's still a little sketchy. And I'm around a lot of women even when I work. So yeah. I don't think I learned well. I learned that men are different. They have their own needs. They are emotional, just like women. I think it just kind of validated having a masculine energy around, and have me not just only solely looking as men as providers and protectors and sexual beings. It's seeing the actual person of a man, you know, the humanity of men that have come on this show, even from our episode with religion and the one with us and Will and Mike. Mm-hmm. Just hearing the conversation, just being a fly on the wall, like you said, about just observing y'all in y'all own little elements, and not being in a space where you're in a club or something and somebody's trying to talk to you. It's just seeing the person. So
I feel like with the men part of the love and relationships too.
Yes,
I think the our top five was really what people were not going to expect. Mm-hmm. So I think with women are always, you've always been vocal about what you need. So I think a lot of the things that were said, you know, a lot of it was said before.
Mm-hmm.
But with men being that raw, yeah, we came out with an episode that probably surprised more people listening to it than on the other side, I think.
If they're wise. You know, people are dumb. I kid. I think... And even when I think about the dynamic, like, as far as, like... Because we talk about, like... I don't know. This is not really part of anything I learned new, but I also like the fact that we did not have, like, in-your-face... homosexuality. You know what I'm saying? You know how people always, like, it's very apparent if you have, like, you watch a show or something, it's very apparent that this is the gay guy or something. You really, and even with me, like, going live on, like, telling people on the episode, like, oh yeah, I'm gay. Like, that wasn't, it wasn't as in your face. I think we handled that very well. I wish other people would.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing, like, we was even talking about on the representation episode.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we asked Brandon, like, if all you had was the Will and Grace type dynamic, and, you know, he said, well, it's a representation. But now we have so many representations, like, it should be where it's okay for it not to be in your face. We don't introduce any of our guests as, you know,
the gay sidekick.
Yeah, like, we don't, that's not part of who they, you know, are. Like, it's just something that they're preferring in their life.
Right.
That doesn't determine that doesn't make their input on our conversation any less important or anything like that. So I think the fact, like you said, that we downplay it, it's more of an honest thing where we're having conversations amongst people, not types of people.
Yeah, instead of their sexual preferences. Because to be honest, I haven't had anybody come back to me and ask me about me saying that I was gay on here.
I mean, because it's a matter of fact.
Yeah. So that's what I felt. Either they're not listening, or it's not. I just think that we handled it. Like, you hear people. You hear people. You don't hear.
Yeah, I think our show is more about, it's more about the Black experience. I don't think I don't want to say we're not concerned, but I think it is, as Black people, we are not a monolith.
Right.
So we are going to come in different types of forms. So I think the biggest concern, as far as what I see is for, like, what I want to put out is, we as a culture, like, not separate, you know, separate communities, but all of us, like, you know,
we are one.
Yeah, so it's like,
even we want the fuck boys and fuck girls.
We want to, I mean, you want to lift up everybody. You want to be able to say that you can look at any of our people as a good representation. You don't want to just sit there and put one type of person on blast or give them that type of attention.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't, I mean, it's neither one of us would do this show by ourselves. We share our attention.
Right.
So why not share, you know, if we're doing it for the culture, why not do it for the entire culture?
I agree. Like, I said, even with the point, like, because I made a comment on the, when we had just the women, of like, yeah, I'll fuck around with somebody else, dude. Like, that's just somebody. I say that, it's not like I'm going to intentionally going to look and be somebody's side piece, but it's happened and...
It's human.
It's okay. Yes, it's human. Like, and our lives, just not like the black community is not black and white. Our lives are not black and white. We're human. We're flawed. So, I think that in my personal opinion, just toot our own little horn, I think we represented a lot of different areas in one show, in one season, without overdoing any of it. I like that about us.
Yeah, and also I think that goes with that is we never go out to put people down. Mm. You know, we even like it was touchy with the religious episode. Okay. But it's because I think a lot of people feel as if you don't believe in Jesus, then you feel that you're above people and you have this. And mm-hmm. that was one thing that, no, we wanted to show you our paths and our journeys and why.
Yeah.
We didn't want to say that, you know, it wasn't.
All religion and Christianity is bad or anything.
Yeah, it's or you're like, stupid because you. Right. No, we just wanted to say, we wanted to take something that a lot of people are feeling. Mike and Will talked about on their podcast.
Yeah, just recently.
It's our the millennial generation. A lot of us are veering away from that traditional. So like we want to talk about everything with the culture, but at the same time, you can do it in a way where you're not
being condescending.
Yeah, and I think that's like how we always, you know, I always say love, like the separation, like Democrat, Republican, like black people are not Democrat. Black people are black people. We vote for our interests.
Right.
You know, is
if we're wise.
Is that, but I'm saying it's a lot of people that they put that divide to say right. It's, and it doesn't have to be. You can believe in something and not be against something else.
Right.
So I really, and yeah, it's just, we have a fuck everybody type attitude, but it's not a fuck you vibe, if you can get that. Like, we're not trying to go after anybody, but it's just, it's how we feel. We do respect how you feel.
It's the I care, but I don't give a fuck type.
Yeah, like, we not gonna put you down because you might not agree with some of the things that we say or some of the things that we feel.
Yeah.
But we're not gonna think less of you. Even if we have somebody on here, we don't want us to have them represented in anything but honesty.
Right.
So it's like, I will, as long as you keep your integrity with me, we should be able to keep our integrity. And, you know, so I don't think we ever get any negative feedback as far as that. Like, people upset about stuff like that.
If they are, they haven't told us.
Yeah. And I'm like, we haven't got the feedback. Like that. Y'all pussies don't speak up.
Right. Say it with your trust, Nicole. Do you think that we could have done anything differently?
If I had Corona by now, I would have said yes. Because we really did not like that whole Zoom type thing.
Yeah, that
like,
didn't work for us.
Yeah, so I think if we both was like careless when we had other aspects of our life, that probably would be something I could look back and be like, you know what? That wasn't cool. Not to mention, we've had the town hall. That one was, what, 8-9 people?
Yeah, but we didn't go.
But we were very careful with that, even where we were. So
a little bit. Like, we abide by some of the rules, but the other rules was like, yeah,
we couldn't social distance. It just,
that's not in us.
Yeah, it was just not a lot of room for you to get quality. But,
the show had to go on, and I agree that was careless. But at the same time, like, if somebody said that they couldn't come, or they were concerned about any type of issues with Corona, then we would, okay, and keep moving and just find somebody else that was.
I mean, we've added people with Zoom, and we had the option to, you know, have a phone conversation for them to be on the show. So we would do things for other people's convenience. But for us, in our vibe,
we prefer to be within under 6 feet.
But I mean, like, we did one episode over the phone. I don't think it was bad. But we do. We have to go behind the scenes, to bring you guys on.
Yeah.
Me and Vic don't like just come in and shoot a podcast. Like, we don't like, hey, how you doing? Da da da. Like, we talk about whatever. We get a lot of the side discussions out. Mm-hmm. So we won't be on here going off course. And then after we record, even if we have guests may be here and they come and they leave to do the show, we still hang out, because even after the podcast, we're still friends.
Right.
So when you get us on a show, you're getting a vibe.
And it's hard to vibe. It's possible, yeah. But it's hard. We find it hard to vibe.
Just through
phone. Technology.
Yeah.
We're old fashioned in the sense that in order for us to vibe, we need to be amongst each other. Yeah. So I mean, I agree. That's about the only thing that I think that we could have changed. Other than, no, I do think that I've learned a lesson to prep people more for podcasts, because I think people don't understand that we be recording. Like, I think the prepping, Mike gave us a great idea to prep people for the podcast, and I'm definitely going to implement that.
Handcuffs. We need handcuffs for the next season.
And a time slot. I know that we don't like doing time. Like, we just kind of like to let the conversation flow, but we can't do no 6, 7, 8, 10-hour shows. No, because people got other things to do.
Hey, we asked you to be
I know. I dedicate my time. I spend my time away from my kids just like everybody else do. And my other responsibility, I don't mind it. But at the same time, I think we need like a cap.
I mean, there's certain things. Like, I think like when we did the relationship shows, the sad show. When I talk to people, it's like, I can't tell you. Because these are things that people are going to be passionate about.
Right.
I can't give you a time. I can't say that we're going to need you for 2-3 hours. And I know that there's multiple people on this show, and they're right. going to be giving their opinion. I can tell you, if we say it's me, you, and Victoria, this is what we're talking about. We'll give you 1.5-2 hours. But yeah, if it's something, I feel it's like we're going to have to.
Project.
Yeah, we're going to have to do like a Untool.
Or we're going to have to get people in. We know our people now, so we can know who we need to not have in a conversation together and other people, and have the same conversation. Kind of like how we did the women and the men, split these people up, because they can't. If we're in a conversation with them, and then we can't. We're not. There's no time. Like, we're going to be talking all day. And that's no shade and no tea. And it's good content. It's just them 3-hour, 2-hour podcasts. I don't know.
Oh, and drinking.
Oh, no more drinking.
No drinking and no kids.
No kids. Yeah. So that's, yeah.
Yeah. Those were things. We learned that in one episode.
Yeah, drinking and,
Which I do want to do a drunk episode, but where we intentionally have something, and it's just fun stuff. Okay. I don't think we have to have. I don't think we need an intention and a deep like emotional conversation.
Yeah, no, we can't do that anymore.
With that, I don't. Yeah, yeah. I don't like those type of train wrecks at all.
At all. Yeah, I agree. I think that I learned, the crazy thing about it is I learned a lot about you during this, the past few months? We started in March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. What's that? What's this? 8?
Yeah.
8. Y'all should see me holding my fingers up.
It's It's like a reverse middle finger.
I told y'all I'm on the spectrum. Like, I ain't got it all. 8 months, like, we've learned a lot about each other. I think I've learned that, I learned that you are very confident. And it's not that I didn't know, but it's good to see a man, after seeing so many men, not be confident in themselves, a matter of fact. Like, and you're not matter of fact in the negative aspects of you. It's like, I'm matter of fact about my values and my beliefs, and you're not easily swayed. Even that comes across in the content that we make, and that comes across as just behind the scenes. I really didn't appreciate it as much, because I already said that you were my friend before I was your friend. Did I say that right? Yeah, you were my friend before I was your friend. We were cool, but you were my friend. I wasn't your friend yet. But I'm definitely your friend. You're my best friend now. That's what I've learned. What did you learn about me?
I learned, like, you are like me. Like, you, it's hard to sway you. Sure. But, like, when you change, like, when you're willing to change, like, you can adapt so, like, into that new thing.
Really?
Yeah, like, especially, like, because, guys, I am the technical person. So, I'm the one that runs everything that has to do with the podcast.
All edits. All editing.
How we edit everything. When it gets put out, the intro, whatever music, all of that is all...
You're the producer.
Yeah. All it is, hey, Vic, I'm doing this. This is how it's going to sound. She say, okay. And I do it. Everything else is Victoria. The promoting, the back and forth with you guys online, the like coming up with these memes, all of that is her. Like, I said, I got all of this. And she said, do you need me? And even when it seemed like certain times, it's been points where you'd be like, am I doing enough? You know what I'm saying? And it's like, really, you're doing a whole lot more than I can do on that end. And it's like, even when we saw spots where, okay, well, we need to go. It's like, the next day, it was, oh, shit, Victoria just took this over. Mm-hmm. And a lot of, like, because as friends... Mm-hmm. It would a lot of us stuff. We talking about this shit, but we ain't gonna do this shit tomorrow. But just when to like to see you and learning that, like, really, like, you have an initiative, like, okay, this is where I can go, and I can do this like that. Like, your follow through is a whole lot better than mine.
This is a lot. Because I say that because if it wasn't for you, the consistency of this would not happen. Like, I appreciate having somebody that's dependable. I do not have a lot of dependable men in my life. In my 32 years, I have not had many dependable men in my life. And for somebody to have that I can actually depend on, like, that's no small feat to be editing all of that shit. Because I don't have the time. Like, you big up me with the creative aspects of it, but as far as the technical part of it, I'd be like, I don't even want to do this thing on social media things, right? Like, but because you do so much in the technical aspect, I have to, because it is a competition. Like, it's not gonna let you outwork me. Like, that's not happening. I'm not letting you outwork me. But I really do appreciate your dependability, your consistency, and allowing me to be as vastly creative if I want to, without, like, you'll say something that we might, like the whole sex talk at the beginning of the season. You was like, we might be talking about sex. I'm like, fuck that. We're gonna fuck. Might not be cursing that. Fuck that. Fuck. You know, you'll say something. You're like, okay, it's your world. Hey, all right. That's the sign of a true friendship. Like, allowing somebody to unconditionally see you and allow you to show up and not... You may not agree with how I go about things, but you still respect me enough to allow me to be me. And that's a rare commodity, in my opinion. That's what I'm... You are a dependable person. You are somebody that is a perfectionist. You care about what is the image that you are putting out, not because you give a fuck about what somebody say, but because you want it to be true to who you are. And that is, I always have trouble saying this word because, you know, I hold a lot of spit in my mouth, but admirable. There you go. It's admirable. I can't say it the second time, but the first time, y'all heard me.
Well, I do agree, like, we did not even expect to get to this episode, honestly.
For real.
You know how a lot of people say, we're coming out with a podcast, and then you say, really? Like, that's what we did. We really was like, we coming out with a podcast.
It took us, we were working working together when we said this, when initially the idea of having a podcast came about, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and we just...
And we haven't worked together in years.
Yeah, and we just never... It always came about. We even had a different name for it. But we always knew it was going to be... It was two sags in the bag.
Two sags in the bag. Because we stay in our bag.
But, like... It was always like, yeah. And it was always me and you. It was never a third person.
Right.
And it just never went into something. And January, March 5th was going to be like our first show.
Yeah. It goes back to you being a leader, because I don't like leading. Like, I lead in my household. I lead at work. I don't want to lead. And you was like, okay. And I was like, okay, wherever you go, I'm following you.
But I feel like it's now, it's like you said it, like, I think it was like the third or fourth episode where you're like, yo, I'm already thinking about the next episode, like right when we released, like we dropped the episode. Yeah. And it's like now, it's like, that's how it is. Like, we touch base like so many times during the week, but only a few times is it about the actual podcast. Yeah. It's just like, we know what to do. Okay, did you come up with this? All right, this is like the last thing that we do is the 2 cents. We come up with that before we shoot the podcast. The stuff that we want to talk about, our spotlight, all of that, most of the time it's already done.
Yeah.
The day that we dropped the show the week before, like we you know, we know where we're going with it now.
I think we have gotten our stride.
But even weeks that, you know, I might not be in it, you're in it, or at least that you might, I'm, you know, so I think we both, and I think if it was just one of us, we kind of would be like, well, I'm not letting nobody down but myself.
Mm-hmm.
So because we do hold ourselves accountable as far as friends, I think that's mainly why the show has been able to be consistent.
Yeah, I agree 100%. We've gotten our stride, and it's sharpening both of our creativeness, because both of us are artists. And since we started this, our other art has flourished, because this is like the hub for us.
Yeah, like, trust me. This is where me and Pudgy after the show basically said, hey, you want to get together and do something?
Right.
And it was like, all right. And next thing I know, we got spotlights in the living room. You know. But yeah, it's not only that, but I think with each episode, because of the fact that we talk about things that we care about,
mm-hmm.
passion brings that out.
Right. Cause even me choosing to become a coach, came from side conversations from the episodes that we've already had. Like, in this podcast, we talk about that. And now that I'm able to view other people and actually perceive other people in their perspectives. And I was like, okay, I have a little bit more insight. When you think about people going to such a certain type of business, you have to know who you are with, you know what I'm saying? And I don't say I'm an expert of people, but I do, because of this environment that we created, I have to listen to other people. I have to see their point of view, and I have to experience them. So I have a little bit more feedback than just a regular person. I've heard a lot of people say that, like, oh, I'm going to talk about the X, Y, Z, but their only interaction with that is through a monolithic type of thing. You know what I'm saying?
And, like, with us, it's no holds barred.
Right.
Like, you free to say however you feel.
Yeah. Do you think that we have any, like, I know Dr. Dion, God damn, all these fucking names. We're going to need to, I don't know, we're going to do something about, like, calling these people their, all these names, because I know I came up with, like, two names at least. The people come up with names when they're on the podcast, so I'm, like, calling them by their wrong name. Oh, my God. Dion made a lot of our shows. He made a lot of our shows really, really funny. And him and that naked Bible study. I have yet to do a naked Bible study. And I'm mad.
You know what's funny, though? Like, because he says it in the podcast. Him and Tashana are, like, best friends.
Mm-hmm.
So, on Tashana's birthday, my sister was there. And she sit beside me. And he's barely, like, a Scorpio. Like, he was born right before he became a Sagittarius. So, we're a lot in a lot of ways. But he didn't even, like, Tashana's like, I said, he's not coming because he stays like an hour away. So she was like, I haven't talked to him. He ain't been on Facebook or nothing. And I'm just like, he gotta be here. Like, and so, like, I look in the back of the restaurant and I see him with the mask on and he just looking. And I'm like, Tashana, I think that's the guy. And she's like, he came. And, like, maybe 10 minutes of him being around, Tori's like, oh my God, you guys can be brothers. Like, y'all act just like he's just as silly. Like, and I'm, a lot of these shows I drive. Yes. Oh, so I'm the one that's got to reel everything back in.
Mm-hmm.
But when we have Dion, yeah, he definitely just adds a whole element of just sound bites.
Yeah, he gives a lot of sound bites. A lot of them.
Sometimes he tries to make a point. Sometimes it's just, I got something to say.
I just have something to say real ignorant, real quick, like, any other repeatable? I'm going to try to stay, I try hard to stay away from James and things that he said. I'll be like, what?
I will give that to him and Katie, though. They are well-spoken.
Very much so.
That's
a great way to put it.
They can talk to you, and they can express how they feel, and they're very, they can, where they're speaking, they can, it's kind of like Trump. Like, he has a way of saying something where, this is more or less James, though, but Trump has a way of saying something to make him seem like he said it without actually saying it. Jane is like that. Like, he can say something and you can take what you want away from it. And Katie,
matter of fact.
Yeah, but her, and this is what we learned about Pudgy being a Virgo as well.
Like, Aries.
Yeah. Well, Aries, yeah. They're very passionate. So, like, if you, there's a button you can press with them and they will go if they're passionate about that subject.
I love it.
Which Pudgy, you know, that first episode where Pudgy just, when Pudgy had his own two cents.
Yeah. So this ain't for you, Pud?
Yeah.
It's our show.
But he, yeah, Pudgy is,
Pudgy's, no, you, who, did you tell, who was that you told that this was our show on the, on? Now that's a repeatable one. This is our show. Like,
oh, that was Dion.
Yes.
Because he was like, I think you guys should do. I said, hold up, this is our show.
That.
Because we already figured out we were doing that.
Yeah, that in itself was funny. And something that I'm going to always say, like, this is our show. Like, thank you.
And then I just think the whole vibe of what we call the quarantine crew now, but Brandon, Tashana,
and Shy. Yes.
It's just like those episodes, like, the first one was representation, right?
Yes.
And then the second one was just like...
Shaw wasn't in the representation one. Shaw was in the Jubilee episode.
Yeah. But Brandon was on that, right?
Brandon was on that representation.
But, yeah, when we had that Jubilee episode and, like, we just was vibing. Like, even the intro was different.
Yeah, because we really flowed. That was a whole... Anytime we all of us were together, it was mostly... It wasn't a show that was playing. It was just like, we're just going home.
Yeah, like, we're going to talk about this, and this. And
we...
And here we go. And, yeah, the last one that we did, Brandon couldn't make it. The one that Shaw was on.
Yeah, when Shaw was talking about Jill Scott, boy! I was like, my people! Yes.
Yeah, so, those... That will definitely be the first show that we have back, is the crew is going to be back together. But yeah, those right there, just because it was so easy to do those shows.
Yeah, those shows were easy.
So yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, we can't talk about this because this is going to bring up that. And I don't know why, I don't know if it was just us that we paired the passionate people on the serious. Like, I don't think we realized what we were doing. We prepared the
podcast. No, we realized it. It just backfired on what we thought it was going to be.
I don't know. But, yeah, we had Brandon and Shy on the easygoing shows. And maybe we should explore having the passionate people on the easygoing shows so they can be shown in different lights. Because they're not always, they're not always that way.
No, they wouldn't be our friends if they were.
Right.
Do
you have any favorite guests?
The crew like that.
Tashawn and Brandon and Tashawn.
Dion would just always be right there, just because it's sound bites. You just know whatever you get, you either gonna get the name of the show or like you just know it's about to be something that you can take away and just laugh about it. You don't even have to think. You just laugh about it. But I think...
I like when Mike comes on. Yeah,
Mike is definitely easy. And even like when we did their first show.
Yes.
Because we did their show first.
Yes.
Because they've been doing it, him and Will have been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, 40 years. I cannot believe.
Like, Mike is very...
well versed.
He's polished in it.
Yes.
So I think it brings it's kind of like a Breakfast Club like element with us.
Mm-hmm.
In reverse. Cuz you know you got Envy and Angie who are like your more seasoned radio personalities. Mm-hmm. And then you got Charlamagne as your color guy.
Right.
With Mike, it's
Mike is the
season, and we're the color. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different dynamic.
Are you saying color? Like pink?
Color, yes. A color. I'm talking sports. You have like your regular commentator, so you have like the guys that's always been commentating. And then, and then your color guy be like the person that used to be an athlete.
Okay.
But now, so he doesn't talk the vernacular. He talks like the lingo, you know, he might say something that's more relevant to social media and stuff like that.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
So we're the colors.
Yeah.
We're the colors.
We're the color guys. But yeah, so I think it with him, and we always have good conversations.
Yes.
When he's on the show. It's manly without being toxic.
Very. Very. That goes back to what I was saying is about just being a fly on the wall and being observant of different types of masculinity. And it wasn't like, and the only space that nowadays that I experience men outside of this podcast is they're trying to fuck. Like, that's the end goal. Or they're trying to play nice until they can get the fuck. Like, it's just, refreshing to have masculine energy around, and it's just sheer conversation and mind stimulation, because I think it's needed.
Yeah, but I think I do feel like we need to, especially like in KG,
mm.
Want to have some people that we have the more Because, like, Mike went on the Savage episode, he was more chill. Mm-hmm. Like, have them come back for things that's not as serious. Passionate.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with the passion, because if you go back to our episode, that episode, me and Casey both were very passionate about our stances. And even though, like, we were, we didn't agree about it, it was no beef. That's my dog. Like,
and I mean, you needed that for those conversations.
Yes.
But, you know, they also off the air, they can be just as silly as we are.
Yeah, in case you're just a child. So is Pudgy. Like, even when you hear Pudgy talking about, like, politics and everything. But, yeah, I think even in James, I'm sure that that he is also.
Yeah. James is he'll hit you with something like one line, and then it's like
what he said, what about Jesus? He was so serious, but I was laughing so hard. Like, what about him? Like, he's serious. Oh my god, do you have any anything you want to look, you looking forward to for the next season?
Just want to have, like you said, I want to have more guests, but I want to have them out of the element. I think, we are trying to see, of course, when the pandemic is over, if we can go back and revisit this, relationship thing. By now, we have established that 3 podcasts are all currently part of that roundtable. So if we can do something where we can incorporate me and my girlfriend in Cultivated Ignorance, and do it maybe live, where we can have people who can ask questions to us. You know, they listen to us talking, you know, some people might have questions of where they, you know, not just us, but like where other people who were on there, mm-hmm. you know, like, this Sydney, is her opinion still the same? Because her and Dion kind of had that same, not really looking. Dion kind of like, I'm not looking right now. Sydney is just like, I'm just not looking. So, you know, where are they at? And stuff like that. So, just growth. But still for it to not feel like work, because it never really feels like work.
For me, it did sometimes. Oh, damn, we gotta come up with another podcast.
But I mean, the actual journey.
I know, yeah. No. The conversation, the actual work part of it felt like work for me. But the actual conversation and conversing itself, no, it never felt like work.
Yeah, trust me, that editing is not
easy.
Not fun at
I
all.
I bet. I was like, do you really want to do that to yourself this week?
No, especially when, like, somebody, like, is going yelling over somebody or cutting, it's like I can't find that point. Like,
I can imagine.
So yeah, but actually when we get there, it's like, it's just a chill. Like, the episode itself is almost cathartic. Like, doing the actual episode. So yeah, just as long as that part remains to be, like, yeah, this is cool.
Yeah, I agree. I think that I'm looking more. I'm looking forward to having more conversation about relationships. Like, I think that I don't want us to turn into like this whole relationship thing, because I'm sure we won't. But it's, I think there's so many sub conversations to be had about how Black men and women relate to one another, because we're at a point in time where we're so disconnected, and so we can have as many conversations as need be. And I look forward to having those healing conversations and very triggering conversations. I also look forward to seeing what else that we can come up with, because just the conversations that we're having, I think they're different from other podcasts that I listen to.
Yeah.
That we have our own unique perspective of a situation that happened, and I look forward to seeing where we go with that.
Yeah, we that is very premeditated. We're very intelligent about that. When you look at it, we had to say, okay, well, what's different? Well, first of all, we know that we're man and woman. We're both black. What are we out there talking about? What do we want to know? What is the conversation? And a lot of podcasts that I've come across that's in that type of vein, they more or less take themselves very seriously. And I applaud ourselves for not doing that, for being able to laugh. I think the health insurance episode was the hardest one to come out with the laugh. But just being able to make it feel like my brother, he listened to the show and he said, it just feel like you with your homies, but y'all having real conversation.
Right.
So it don't feel like you can walk into a great comedian set and be like, you walk away and you're laughing, but then, oh, I learned something.
Right.
Like that. I like that feeling of, we may have put a different thought in your head, a new vision of how to look at something.
Yeah, our conversations are pretty raw.
Yeah. So I like that aspect of it.
Pretty raw. And I don't think, like I said, I don't think a lot of people are having conversations that we're having. It's mostly like, no, I'm not going to do that. we give our own perspective about it. And we do our due diligence just to at least show something that's opposing. You try to be very factual in the information that we give. And I appreciate that. And I'm glad that our voices are out there.
Yeah, so 2021, I guess we just need to be louder. That's what, because we're not making no New Year's resolution. We're not people who do that. So.
What? Like, what is that?
Why would we're going to change today, not tomorrow.
Yeah, why would I set myself up? Yeah. But thank you guys for listening to us. It's been real.
Yeah. You've been with us from the start, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Join us. Thank you. It's only going to get better. Like I said, we having the crew back for the first episode of the next season, so it's going to be fun. We don't want to tell you what the topic is because everybody's going to have their opinion on the topic when it drops.
Yeah, nobody cares about your opinion.
But yeah, it's. I feel like it's going to be a good one, especially with the personalities.
Oh yes, most definitely.
And the way that we're doing it is, we're going to see if this can be something where people don't debate as much about it.
It's going to be. It's going to be. What do you mean? That's why you said nobody cares about your feelings, but with your opinions, because I already know I'm going to have to be like, that's whack. Like, yeah.
No. Y'all will add us after that one.
I'm sure you're going to add me, because I have a very unpopular opinion about what we're going to talk about.
The beauty of it is everybody's from different backgrounds, so. Like we said, we celebrate the fact that we are the monolith.
We're very much individuals in this whole thing together, and that we're going to celebrate that here.
Yeah. So keep loving each other until next year.
Take care.
Yeah, and I don't have to say it. Feeny will tell you.
Believe in yourselves. Dream. Try. Do good.
Don't you mean do well?
No, I mean do good. Do good.